Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 45 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Worship War. Holly Girth said, "To be a worshiper is to be a warrior." Our text today is Joshua 22, verses 10 through 12. It reads, "And when they came to the region of the Jordan that is in the land of Canaan, the people of Reuben and the people of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, an altar of imposing size. And the people of Israel heard it said, 'Behold, the people of Reuben and the people of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar at the frontier of the land of Canaan, in the region about the Jordan, on the side that belongs to the people of Israel.' And when the people of Israel heard of it, the whole assembly of the people of Israel gathered at Shiloh to make war against them. The 2.5 tribes settled east of the Jordan and built an altar near the Jordan River. Joshua 22:10 states that this altar was of imposing size. This phrase comes from two different words found in the original language that mean of great appearance. When they built an altar this big to worship God, word got back to the other 9.5 tribes of Israel that lived in the Promised Land. These Promised Land tribes were so upset that they gathered at Shiloh to fight against their own people. They were ready to go to war over worship. They were about to attack because of an altar. Oftentimes, people judge the motives of others before they even take the time to know their hearts. They gathered for war before they heard why the altar was built. Their minds automatically assumed it was wrong before they even spoke to those they were about to attack. If we're not careful, we will allow our minds to play the worst-case scenario in our heads before we ever take time to pray from our hearts. The battle in our minds can cause wars that should never have been fought. If we cannot combat our negative thoughts, we will hurt others with our misguided conclusions. When Holly Girth made the statement, "To be a worshiper is to be a warrior," she meant it in the context of battling the onslaught from the devil. When we faithfully worship God through the attacks of Satan, we fight our spiritual battles as a warrior. If you learn how to worship through the great spiritual battles against your mind, you will not complain in the everyday encounters of life. However, this statement by Girth can also have a double meaning. Nothing has caused as many wars in our churches as worship. Misguided people in every age of Christian history have fought over places of worship and styles of worship. When we fight each other over opinions, Satan wins. Rather than worship God through the unique way God created us, many people try to force their concept of worship on others. If others don't worship God where we do and how we do it, we act like they're somehow wrong. What matters most is that we have a place to worship God, and that we worship Him from the overflow of our hearts. The tribes living in the Promised Land don't like the fact that the tribes east of the Jordan had built an altar in a different place. They misinterpreted the appearance of the altar and the reason for it being built. They were about to go to war with their own nation because of another group's desire to worship God where they lived. Without true worship of God, there can be no victory over the spiritual warfare going on in our minds. Before you go to war, go to worship. Bring out the spiritual warrior in your soul to fight the enemy. Consider these questions. In what ways are you tempted to make assumptions about others before you go to God for His perspective? How is there a war going on for your worship? How can a lack of true worship result in mistaken or misguided reactions to the motives of others? How can the following scriptures give you a new perspective on worship? Psalm 42:11. "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall gain praise in Him. my salvation and my God. Matthew 4:10. Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." John 4:23-24. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Respond to the following quote by Sophia Bricker. Wholehearted worship of God is not about being in a building and going through external motions, but about responding to the Lord's awesome character and majesty, a response that reorients a person's perspective. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the gift of worship. Thank you for giving us a purpose in giving us worship. Teach us how to see worship as an outpouring of love for you, and not as an action that we do in view of others. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.